Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's got out of his way to allow people like me, allow companies, you know, like ours, to actually, you know, make money off of his product. When you order from Mike, we get credit for it. No, seriously, we get credit for it. We make a few bucks off it. You save a boatload of money. So if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Joe at checkout, then you'll do well. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And I was joking earlier. Somebody already sent me a text on it. But the truth of the matter is, look, some of you did not get the best gift for Valentine's Day for your honey. Fix it. Okay? Fix it. Make it better. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. MyPillow.com. Check out with promo code Joe. You'll do well. You'll be happy you did. How do you like that? I love terms like that. Anyway, and I really do. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I really do. Appreciate the time. You guys have got to stop sending me. Some of the stuff is pretty funny, though. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. It's a website. We're doing some work on it. Try to make it prettier. Try to make it better. Any suggestions, you can send them to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Somebody said I started a story last night and I never finished it, which is nothing new if you've listened for a while. And that is the $2, I told you, I was making fun of Tammy for saving these $2 pills, right? And the $2 bills, you know, she said, I said, what are you saving these things for? They're only going to be worth $2. They're never going to be worth any more than that. Because they're paper. It's not like they're gold or silver or anything along those lines. And come to find out, this one $2 bill, because they were, remember, some of you might remember, it was a remake. The $2 bill was not, you know, was not the original one we saw. What was it, the 70s or something like that? Maybe 80s? But a $2 bill from 1890, could be worth over $4,500. Can you imagine? anyway, an estimated price that was listed, published by U.S. Currency Auctions, a website dedicated to documenting paper money resources for collectors, suggesting that some $2 bills could be worth hundreds or even thousands of dollars. $2 bills that have been in circulation have a variable average value. Some, even the more current ones, could be worth about $2,500. Uncirculated $2 bills, you know, they average between $2 and $4,500. Geez, I wonder what uncirculated bills mean. What if I came up with, you know, I got one in the store, I don't know, back in the 70s, maybe back in 1890, I don't know, and I just stuck it in a drawer somewhere. It's already been through, but it really hasn't been handled that much. I mean, but think about how much money some people make off of money, right? I know, being a little goofy, but I mean, the reality is you could make a few bucks off of this stuff. Not the end of the world. Next week, one of my guests is going to be about alternative education. Charter schools, private schools, co-ops, and so on. And I thought that was important because, you know, even being a school board member of a public, traditional public school district, I think parents should have choices. I'm big on parents having choices. And you can't give them choices with the traditional public school. It just doesn't work. It's not flexible enough. Too many handcuffs on it, if you would. So that's why I sit here and I say, look, you have to look at what's best for your kids. You've got to look at the opportunities for them, or opportunities for them that will help them thrive, will help them grow, will help them actually get the education they deserve. Right? Now, Democrats want to defund the charter schools. And the funny thing about it, the charter schools do so much better than public schools do. Even though charter schools technically are considered public schools. Now, with all the programs going on, they say they want to help these kids. They say they want to do a better job, right? Want to make sure every kid gets the education he or she deserves. Yes, you heard me. He or she deserves. But they don't really mean it. So the U.S. Department of Education, which is why I agree with some people say it needs to go. It needs to go because it's not there for your kids. It's not there to help your kids. It could care less about your kids. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to know what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more going on.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-PRO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It truly is the only way that you can make things happen. Get informed. Understand what's happening. All right? I mean, truly that simple. All right, so I'm dealing with a lot of the, what do you want to call it, social media garbage that's happening. And I don't know. Come on, give me another name for it then. If you don't like garbage, give me something else. Right? According to the thyblackman.com, these pandemics, wars, poison, vaccines, you know, families, you know, the killing of unborn children in the womb based on convenience. And that is very true. We've heard more and more. There was a doctor who spoke up on abortion, and she said, look, if I didn't get an abortion, I wouldn't be able to be a doctor today. Wow. Can't get much more selfish than that, can you? If I didn't have my four kids, there was so much more I could have done in life, maybe I should have just begged my ex-wife to do away with them all, huh? What do you think? Like I said, it doesn't get much more selfish than that. But when you look at what's happening around us right now, everything that's happening around us, for those of you who believe or don't believe in God, you've got these so-called devout Christians who go to church every Sunday, but they can't tell you about any what the Scripture means. Right? About some of the stuff going on around us. And I know some of you don't believe it. It's really funny. Some of you believe in psychics, but you don't believe that the Bible can tell you what happened, what's going on, what's going to happen moving forward. I think that's hilarious. You can't believe a book that's been around for over 2,000 years that has called out many things as reality and been true about me. I mean, look at now. Pretty much every time they stick a shovel in the ground in the Middle East, they're finding something that proves what the Bible had to say. Right? Proof about King David. Proof about the temple. All kinds of stuff going on. And yet they still can't give the Bible any credit. You know, but to my Christian friends, think really hard when you hear these pastors talking, buying into some of the issues of transgenderism, for instance. God said he made them male and female. He didn't say I made them male, female, and confused. Right? You're seeing more and more of the medical industry coming out. You're seeing more and more of these children, that transitioned like, oh my God, what did I do? I should have done this. And the parents, where are they? Stop trying to be their friends. Stop trying to make sure they feel good about themselves. Because most of these kids don't, even after the operation. They don't. And you churches, where were you pastors? What are you standing up for? What are you standing out on? Are you standing up for people's feelings? Or are you standing up for the truth in God's Word? Because that's your job. Your job is to strictly stand up for what the Word of God says. End of discussion. Nothing else. And if you can't do that, yeah, maybe you should give the coat back. You know what I'm saying? No joke. I'm serious. Because this stuff does get old. And it doesn't help these kids at all. Now, you heard me talking about the economy earlier, right? You've got he must be, I am talked about all the time, right? One of the most respected guys in the economic world, Kiyosaki. I mean, he's touting the fact that, look it, God's got to have mercy on us all. Robert Kiyosaki says that the economy is the biggest bubble in history and urges investors to dump paper assets. He said, look, stick with real assets. Now, you thought that 2022 was a tough year. You know, stocks plunged, bonds have tumbled. He said, but the worst could be yet to come. He said, I believe the economy is the biggest bubble in the world history. God have mercy on us when it breaks. Since a lot of financial assets have gotten cheaper in the market downturn, it might seem tempting to buy, he said, but don't do it. Do not do it. He said, many of you know I don't invest in equities, bonds, or anything along those lines. So, you know, he said, I would get out of paper assets. Adding that the world economy is not a market. He said, Bitcoin investors have learned the hard way just how volatile it can be. But, Kiyosaki doesn't seem to be bothered by cryptocurrency's downturn. He's not worried about Bitcoin. He said, I'm a Bitcoin investor, as I'm an investor in physical gold, silver, and real estate. In fact, he says crypto mayhem, he sees it as a opportunity. He says, I hope that Bitcoin hits a new bottom of like $10,000. Right? Talks about how the Robin Hood Financial has already made trading stocks commission free. Look, they're trying to get the little guy, if you would, if that's what you want to call it, to invest in these kind of things. Now look, I'm not a crypto guy. I know people have made a lot of money in it and lost a lot of money in it. Very scary. Very scary. So, I mean, seriously, people, you've got to pay attention. I'll bring people on, but if you're not going to move on it, if you're not going to do anything with it, then why bother? You know, you heard him talk about gold and silver. Go for it. And you'll pump everything into it. You know, I remember David Fisher talking to me about this, reminding me, telling me, whatever you want to say, reminding me that the bottom line with it was, look, you have to diversify. Maybe a quarter in gold, or precious metals, as he used to say. Right, a quarter of it in real estate, a quarter in cash. He'd go right down the line. And you have to say, you know, he's right. You've got to diversify, because you don't know where it's going to end up. And frankly, some of you think you're going to be able to go to the ATM machine and get your money out if the crap hits the fan. We'll go to phone calls after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal officials investigating the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, say what happened did not have to.
We call things accidents. There is no accident.
Every single event that we investigate is preventable.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy detailed how a wheel bearing on one of the train cars overheated and failed. She said there's no evidence so far train crews did anything wrong or there were track defects. Meanwhile, earlier today, the White House indicated there are still no plans for President Biden to visit East Palestine, at least not yet. The total value of U.S. homes fell by nearly 5% in the second half of last year. That's according to the real estate brokerage site Redfin. Home values were sitting at a record high of $47.7 trillion in June of last year, before the fall. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I promise you to go to the phones after the break. Let's see. Wingman Larry. Larry, I agree with you.
Oh, Joe, it is so good to hear your voice. I'm on withdrawals because I live in a small market, radio-wise, here in North Central Washington State. Our radio station was KVSN. It's still there, 1470. But I listen to you guys all the time for the last 30 years, and they have a lot of right-wing radio talk shows. You, Lars Larson, now Rich Valdez with an S, and.
Lars is a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Lars is great. And you're great. And of course, we used to have Rush and all the guys. And I was listening here just before at the end of January, and I started hearing country music bleed through. I called the radio station. I used to know the manager. He's retired. But I called down there and talked to some gal. She said, oh, I said, I think you guys have a bleed through. I'm hearing country music. She said, no, we're testing out new equipment. We're going to go all country. I said, huh? She said, yeah. I said, are you going to drop talk radio? She said, yes, we are. We'll be all country. Oh, it broke my heart. So then on February 1st, this is the honest to God truth. February 1st, all I could hear was sawing and banging like they're doing a construction job. And I called my buddy who used to be the manager. I said, Jim Davis, Jimbo, call in and listen to there. Turn on the radio and listen. He said, that's marketing. That's their way of telling you they're changing the whole format, just the banging, the sawing, the construction sounds, right? So February 2nd, I tune in again. It's all country. Here's what I have found out. This may or may not be true, but I'm leaning towards truth. That there is a group, you call them whoever's backing them, George Soros, whoever else, they want to wipe out right-wing talk radio. They're going in and buying up radio stations that are ready to be bought, and then they're changing the format and silencing right-wing talk radio. And somebody told me, yeah, Rush predicted that would happen. Have you ever heard about this?
Oh, listen, I'm a victim of it. And not only am I a victim of it, I have a friend, a personal friend at an older radio station, and they've been approached by that Soros group to sell it. And what they do is they flip them to either Spanish or Spanish entertainment or country. And we've lost, I think, a total of 8 stations to that.
What are we going to do about that? Yes, I mean,
Larry, honestly, because terrestrial, they know this. You really can't stifle what's called terrestrial radio, what you're listening to. And so they knew that that was like the last frontier that they were going to have to deal with. Well, you can't just shut it down, and you can't just complain about the talk. So if you buy the station, we find people that are willing to buy these stations, then what will happen is they're going to leave them the way they are. And the funny thing about it is, notice they don't flip them to liberal radio. Do you notice that? They don't flip them to liberal talk. You know why? Because liberal talk fails. It fails every time it's up. It fails on every station there is. And there's a few stations, I mean a few talk liberal talk people that do well, that will actually have an argument, will actually have a conversation. But most of them fail miserably because what they do, they complain. They just constantly complain, call people names, and that's it. So
and they can't sell advertising. I mean,
no.
What drives all of the media is advertising, right? And
yep.
So because we live in North Central Washington State, we're more country, so there's probably a bit of a market for that where they can mm-hmm. sell the advertising, but yet we've been silenced. So here's my question. What does it take? I mean, we have a local community here that feels much the same way I do, and we want to continue to hear the message. So how do you counter that? Do you do it with a podcast, or what do you do to create something?
So a lot of these companies, a lot of these production companies, like we have an online app that you can listen to. You can listen to us online. You can listen to us on your off the website that we have, joemessina.com. We have an app for your Apple phone. We have an app for your Android, which you can listen to live as well. So there are ways to do it, to work around them, if you would. But it takes a little work. A lot of people that want to be off the grid also want to be off the Internet. And it's sad to say that in some instances like yours, you're going to have to do something to get that info.
And then in addition to the right speak that we're talking about, we've also lost the local news. And so I want to try to tie in our local news for our area. I mean, just what's happening along mm-hmm. with the type of programming that you're involved in. And somebody needs to make a template on how to do that so that it makes it easier for us out here that are the uninformed and don't know how to maneuver.
Do you have Internet where you're at?
Yep. I've got a smart speaker, and I know it listens to me while I'm trying to listen to it.
Yes, I know. I can prove that now. Yeah. I didn't believe it before, but I can now. But listen, the other place you can get a lot of good free information and what have you, conservative talk shows, is we're also on Roku, okay? And Roku is free. People don't realize that. You have to buy a little device, but other than that, it's free. So, you know, we're on there. A lot of great shows on there. There are a lot of radio stations on there as well. So Roku is another avenue for you to go check out.
Okay, so here's my suggestion. And you've just told me all kinds of options that I have. I appreciate that. There needs to be a package. What do you, that you can hit a button. What do you do when you lose your local right wing plus local news? Here's your workaround so that America knows what to do to start receiving the truth again.
Yep. No, I agree with you. And you know, you give me an idea to put something up on the website, put a pinned item up there that you guys can click on and get an idea how to work around the radio station thing. But I think they're going to find, you're going to find that as long as guys like Soros are backing them, people with money are backing the other side, they won't care whether it's revenue generating. They'll take care of it anyway, and they'll make sure that they stay up. But Larry,
I love
always
you, brother.
Appreciate the conversation. Thank you so much for the call.
Me too.
Thanks.
And keep it up. Bye.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go to Dave in San Francisco. Dave, long time no hear, Dave.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Joe? You know, I was going to – I heard you talking about privatizing the schools, you know, the issue about having charter schools.
Well, I can't let you just – I didn't say you privatize the schools. What I said is I believed in options. I believe in public, private, charter, homeschooling. Believe in them all.
Well, it's the same thing. You know, our taxes built the schools. Our taxes pay for the teachers, but then all of a sudden these private corporations decide that they want to divide up America, the big divide and conquer scheme. And in the old days when I went to school, we didn't have privatized charter schools, and rich kids sat next to poor kids.
Well, listen, you're not that old. They had Catholic schools, which were private schools. At the time, they had private schools.
Well, they've always had them, but they didn't hog tax dollars.
Well, neither do the new ones. And charter schools are public.
Sure they do. That's the whole issue. Have you ever heard of Betsy DeVos?
Oh, no, wait a minute. If you're talking about voucher schools, yeah, it's public funds. But charter schools are also considered public schools, but private schools aren't. Catholic schools are not.
Well, they're trying, and as a matter of fact, I think the Supreme Court
said it. You can't say they are, make that statement, when the reality is they're trying, but they're not. Correct?
Well, I think there's a rule, and the Supreme Court already heard arguments about this, and wait for the ruling from the corrupt Supreme Court to basically give
of course they are, because they're
tax dollars to
but
these
the ruling with the Supreme Court was... You know, first of all, that when there are programs, after-school programs at a Catholic school or a religious school, if you would, and the programs have nothing to do, quote-unquote, with religion, they're more about, I don't know, remedial math or that kind of stuff, then you could use public schools or public funds to enroll in those programs.
That's been in existence for 10, 15 years. That was the camel's nose under the tent.
Right,
but
so
what I'm talking
why don't
about
you,
is,
why don't you hold on a minute? I will actually hold you through the break, and then I'll let you finish your argument on the other side. Show me your host, Doug Opar. A lot more coming up with Dave from San Francisco when we return.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that.
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Host, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. You got to get informed first. All right? And really, truly, head up to joemessina.com, check out the website, sign up for the email blast. If you want to text the Lord, it's actually very simple. You want to text Go Joe. I always forget this. Go Joe, one word. Go Joe to 77222. That's Go Joe to 77222. Let's go back to the phone. Dave from San Francisco talking about how schools. Well, Dave, I'll let you tell it.
Well, yeah, thanks, Joe. Yeah, the bigger picture that I was trying to lay on was, you know, America was united we stand, divided we fall. And the school districts, the one I went to out in St. Louis, we had rich kids sitting shoulder to shoulder with poor kids.
Yep.
And as we grew up, you know, we played with each other, went to each other's houses, went to the soda fountain, so to speak, went out to the park, played baseball with each other. And as life has gone on, people intermarried, they had, all sorts of relationships, and so the society there is much stronger than it is in the places where these privatized schools are. The privatized schools create fear. And they create fear in these parents. Oh, you don't want to go to that school. You don't want to go to that school. Come to our private school. We're going to be exclusive. You're going to be among the best of the best.
Dave, I got to ask you what planet you're living on, because in my area, we have 5 different school districts. We have 8 charter schools. We've got 3 private schools, 2 Catholic schools, and there are kids from all walks of life, all socioeconomic kind of walks of life that play together. Their parents work together. I don't know what you're talking. I have no clues to what you're talking about. And I've been in education over 20 years now.
Well, all you have to do is do the research on how kids are now being, I mean, before the pandemic.
I've done my research, and you've listened to the show, and the truth of the matter is that the Democrats who are running schools in every major city in this country could give a crap less about the black kids and the Hispanic kids. They're doing the worst. They have the worst records in the country when it comes to going to schools. When Washington, D.C. went to a voucher system where you could go to public, private, or charter schools, all of a sudden they flipped the graduation rate out there, and kids were doing much better. When Mr. Obama, your Lord and Savior, showed up, all of a sudden he canned the charter school programs, he canned the voucher systems, and the kids are failing at high rates again. So it's easy to carry the Union Democrat mantra that says only public schools are good. That is demonstrably false.
Well, there you go again, Joe, trying to scare the public into.
I don't have to scare the public. Give me stats. You give me specific stats. We saw them today. The only schools that have been doing well on a regular basis are charter schools, which are public schools, and they're done by a lottery, and kids of all walks of life go to those. Tell me, give me the name of a charter school where only rich kids go to.
I'll tell you, an easy way for the audience to determine this is to do a Google search of corruption in charter
Google's
schools.
Google's always honest.
And you find out that the administrators are taking huge salaries.
Okay, So what you're telling me then is, as schools like in the Chicago school district and even up there in your San Francisco school districts, when these schools fail miserably, when graduation rates are 30%, failure rates are 70%, and the teachers threaten to go out on strike for more money, that's a glorious, godly and noble thing to do, but the charter schools, because somebody somewhere is making some money, it's nasty and terrible, even though those kids are really true. They can actually read when those kids graduate.
No, they can't, actually.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact.
You're spewing lies again, because you look at what went on in Buffalo.
No, I'm definitely not.
You look at what went on in Chicago. Most of those kids, and when I say most, I'm talking about 8 out of 10 kids aren't even at grade level. Those are public schools you're talking about. Defend that. Don't take the
score. I can give you some stats. It showed up just today. Sexually transmitted diseases.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop it.
Are higher.
Talk to me. No, see, this is what you do all the time. This is what people in your line do all the time.
So you don't want the truth.
Explain to me why the public
schools.
Oh, you're
going to blah 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 blah.
Yeah. I love guys like him. Right. Everything's a plot. Trump is part of the mafia. The Earth is flat. We're good. Right. You guys have been with me long enough. Matter of fact, next week we're going to do school choice, a segment on school choice. And it's true. They don't want to hear it. They're so into the unions. And you got to take care of the teachers. You got to do the. Well, let me tell you what. First of all, public schools as a whole, the general public schools, it's the only agency that could be failing miserably, and you can go to jail if you won't send your kid there. Okay, and if he would do his homework, which I doubt he's doing, there was a Green Dot Charter in Los Angeles. A Democrat mayor decided that schools were doing so bad in L.A. about 20 years ago, he allowed parents to take over the schools. Well, one school was so bad that they had less than a 30% And this is a common story, but this one's close to home for me. They had less than a 30% graduation rate and over a 70% dropout rate out of a school, right? So the parents took the school over. They gave it to a group called Green Dot Charter. I don't even know if they're still around. But so Green Dot comes in. They interview all the teachers. And what they come up with is this. Any teacher who says, I'm just trying to get these kids through school, was immediately fired. That simple for them. Any teacher that had good creds and talked about how they knew they had to do more to get these kids through, and they were willing to work with these kids, and what happened? They opened that school from like 6 in the morning to 9 at night. They worked with these kids. All right, now, in the world today, the union will go out of their minds. You can't work. Teachers like that, you can't do this. You've got to pay them extra money for this, that, and the other thing. For less money, a smaller budget, in a little over 2 years, that school went to over a 70% graduation rate. And when you interviewed those kids, they felt like the teachers cared, right? The teachers worked with them to get them through. They made sure that they had food and something to eat. I know some of you think we shouldn't do that. I don't agree. Kids can't learn. They can't whatever, you know, all right? They went to all uniforms, so kids didn't, one kid didn't know if another kid had money or what. You didn't have to worry about what to wear. You knew what you had to wear. They're so afraid of success. And I believe, I told you a long time ago, I believe they need to keep you dumb. I think the Democrats believe they need to keep you dumb. Go back to the days of Jim Crow. You couldn't teach, you couldn't educate a black person. Why? They knew, Jim Crow, a Democrat, they knew that if you educated the black people, they would find a way out of their situation. That's why you couldn't educate them. Well, what's happened lately? In the last 30, 40, 50 years of public education. Here in California, that he wants to tout the public schools so much, we had to do away with the exit exam because our kids were doing so poorly with it. Now, some will say, well, no, we did away with that because the black kids and Hispanic kids weren't doing well with it. It was written for white folks. No, no, no. It was an excuse not to allow, not to force. I'm not even going to say allow. Not to force the teachers to teach those kids, to look at those kids, to find the ones that are doing well and work with them to make them, to help them do better. See, it's always an excuse. It's never their fault. And that's wrong. If you love those kids, truly love those kids, you truly care about those groups, you know my big beef now is I can't stand the term subgroup. Are they subhuman? Is that what that means? But this excuse, you know, think about it. They always blame it on somebody else. The mayor of Chicago. The crime isn't her problem. It isn't because of her policies. It's because other states allow guns. Yes, she's for real. You sit there, scratch your head, and say, oh my God. Have you looked at, first of all, at your education system? Look at, was it Baltimore? He said they just came out with stats. I don't know what he's talking about. They did just come out with stats. Okay, the education system is failing all over the place. The charter schools are doing much better than the public schools. And charter schools are public schools. They're funded with public funds. They spend more time with the kids. They're not as locked down by the unions. But they can't admit that. See, it doesn't matter that the kids are suffering. It only matters that if they show that the unions really aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, the teachers aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, right? It's just a bad mark on them. Anyway, you can tell. I'm passionate about this. I see what happens to these kids. I see the damage it does to these kids. These people don't. A lot of them are so ideological to their party, they don't really care what's going on with the kids. You want to prove me wrong? Then have a majority of these big city schools where you have unions and teachers that are paid well, have them graduating their students. Joe Basile, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Sonja and I will be in the first hour.